This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Touch lower for corn and soybeans. Wheat futures trying to hold small gains. It would have been crop report day today. Of course, the government shutdown keeping us in the dark on crop data like last week from export sales to trader positions. And then this week, harvest progress to now the monthly crop production and WASD updates. We are missing that key component of whether or not the corn and soybean yields are going to go lower as widely expected. Still looking for record potential out of these crops, but of course, different than what we thought about could be achieved just a couple of months ago. A huge shift in weather, no doubt. We're feeling that in the harvest, not only how quickly it's going because of the dry down, of course, the fire safety risk, and just generally what can be some concern, especially Eastern Corn Belt, since basically August 1st, that you've got what could be a lead into a dry winter, and who knows what ahead, given that we're talking about things like La Nina returning and all that. But at the same time, it is harvest, so that's a limit, it would seem, on prices and getting too bullish while the peak of this grain crop is hitting the market right now.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
December corn down 2 1/4 at 419 3/4. November soybeans down 7 3/4 at 1021 3/4. December soybean meal down $1.60 at $276.40. December soybean oil down 30 cents at $51.18. Chicago wheat up 3 1/4 at $5.10.5. Minneapolis wheat up 3 cents at $5.59. Kansas City hard red wheat up 0.75 cents at $4.94 even. December oats up 2 3/4 at $2.90 even. On the Merck, October live cattle up 20 cents at $2.34.05. October feeder cattle up $1.40 at $3.70.90. December lean hogs down 8 cents at $86.03. Class 3 milk down 9 cents at $17.10. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.